discussing the past two shiurim, the Gemara Nida's concern with regard to that which the Gemara says is dangerous, eating onions that were peeled, garlic that was peeled, that was left overnight. And these are among those admonitions in the Gemara that are not perhaps quoted in Shulchan Aruch and are not something we understand necessarily from a scientific point of view, but Ruach Ra was the Gemara's concern, and therefore the Gemara cautioned to be wary of such a practice. Another, perhaps similar kind of metaphysical admonition found in the Gemara with regard to that which a person eats or should not eat. The Gemara this time in Horios, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Chamisha Dvarim Mishakchim Es Halimud. There are five things that will cause somebody to be more likely to forget his learning. One of those five concerns the Gemara raises is Haragil Bezesim, one who is accustomed to eating olives. The Gemara says, one who is accustomed to eating olives, it's Mishakech Es Halimud. It will lead him to forget his learning. Now again, another one of these Gemaras, not found in Shulchan Aruch, yet it is quoted, for example, in the Magen Avraham, and Poskim do discuss this practice as well. Is it something we should be wary of under all circumstances, some circumstances, especially now in the recent years that we have seen a growth in popularity of Israeli imports? You have all sorts of different brands of cans of olives coming from Eretz Yisrael, on top of the usual olives from Spain that have always been on the shelves of the supermarkets. Now we have all these Israeli olive products that are readily available. And yet the Gemara says, Haragel Bazesim is one of those things that is Meshakech Aslim, but makes one forget his learning. So the first question is that just a Eitzah Tova? Is that perhaps an Isser? After all, the Gemara Menachos Daf Tzadi Tes tells us, "Kol ha-meshacheach dover echad mitalmudo over b'lav." If one causes himself to forget even but one item of his Torah learning, is in violation of a lav d'oraisa. Hisham alecha shmor nafshecha me'od pentishka chesed devarim. You can't forget your learning. So is eating olives a violation of that issa d'oraisa? So the Gemara there itself, in Menachos Tzadi Tes, says that the Isser Lab is only violated b'meisirum milibo, when you actively cause yourself to forget. Actively cause yourself to forget. You do something to make yourself forget your learning. Actively cause yourself to forget. That's part of the Isser. What about this practice of eating olives? Chaim Kanievsky, of course, well known for his remarkable memory and knowledge of Kol Torah Kula, in one of his many, many, many svarim, sefer called Siach HaSada, has a kuntris called Kuntris Sefer HaZikaron. See, he writes there as follows. He says, the fact that the poskim do not quote this Gemara lahalacha implies that there's no isser per se in eating olives. It's not a violation of that Isser Lav of forgetting one's learning. Perhaps because it's not considered that one is actively causing himself to forget. He's eating it, as we know. He's interested in the olives. He wants to eat. He's interested in the taste of the food. The problem is, though, that might not be an Isser. The problem, though, is that it's going to weaken his memory. Weaken his memory. That's not advisable either, obviously. Weaken one's memory. One is supposed to try to remember as much learning as possible. Weaken one's memory is not good too good either. So it might not be an Isser per se, but still not the most advisable practice. The question becomes then, why, if it is true that people are not generally makbid about this Gemara, you know, there's no warning on the OU on those cans, you know, like the Surgeon General's warning, you know, olives are kosher, but be warned that, you know, this is Gorm l'hachlish es hazikaron. There's no such, even the B'datzei d'Charedus doesn't, you know, accompany their hashgacha with a little Surgeon General's warning note. So why might Ah, very interesting. The lashon of haragil bezesim. Yes, the Gemara doesn't say one who eats ha'ochel zesim. It says haragil bezesim. Very good ha'ara. So Chaim Kanefsky himself picks up on that diuk. The Gemara does not say ha'ochel zesim, one who eats olives is going to forget. It says haragil bezesim, one who's accustomed to eating olives. But then the question becomes, okay, how do you define one who is accustomed to eating olives? So a number of poskim achronim pick up on that diuk, but then they diverge with how to define haragil bezesim. What does that mean? One who's accustomed to eating olives. I mean, that can mean a whole range of possibilities. So Chaim Kanefsky, you know, in his unique style, cites immediately Gemaras in which we find the Gemara makes reference to Amoraim who ate olives. Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Ches, Reb Chiya bar Abba says, Ani Isis Reb Yochanan she'ochel zayis meliach. He ate a salted olive and he made a bracha rishona, bracha achrona. You know, the Gemara talks about Amoraim eating olives. So clearly, it's not just Stam eating an olive is usher or is going to be problematic. So he assumes it's because it's dafka if you're ragil bezesim that there's a problem. But now how do you define ragil? What does accustomed to eating olives mean? So once again, Chaim Kanefsky, with his grasp of Kol Torah Kula, says, ah, Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem. The Gemara there says as follows. Haragil ba'adashim, one who is accustomed to eating lentils, will, and the Gemara describes certain health benefits from one who is accustomed to eating lentils. But the Gemara there says, haragil ba'adashim, achas l'shloshim yom. Sounds like one who is accustomed to eating lentils means once every 30 days. And the Gemara repeats it. The Gemara says, the Amr of Mari, Amr of Yochanan, haragil b'chardol. Also, certain health benefits. One who's accustomed to eating mustard or mustard seed. And the Gemara there also says, haragil b'chardol achas l'shloshim yom. So Chaim suggests maybe ragil is being defined by the Gemara there as once every 30 days. Okay, so you can have your olives then according to this. Not as frequently as once a month. Is that the conclusion? According to Chaim Kanevsky's understanding of the Gemara, if you want to be nizhar, not to be machlish your zikaron, not to weaken your memory, in line with this Gemara, it sounds like he is suggesting that if it's less frequently than once a month, it's not begeder ragil bezesim. Now, other achronim suggest maybe one can offer a different interpretation of what ragil means, but that's what Chaim Kanevsky's suggested understanding of the ragil bezesim. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, on the other hand, has a different justification of the minhag not to be careful to avoid olives. In his commentary on the tour, say from Mor Uktzia, he writes as follows. Why is it that we're not careful to avoid eating olives, he says? He thinks the reason is because that Gemara that we just quoted in Brachos Daf Lamed Ches, citing Rabbi Yochanan as having been seen eating a zayis meliach. Notice the Gemara says, I saw Rabbi Yochanan eating a zayis meliach, salted, perhaps in brine, olive. So Rabbi Yaakov Emdin suggests maybe the Gemara, which cautioned that eating olives is going to lead one to forget his learning, is talking only about the fresh olives, and kovesu daso alein, you make it your main dish. You sit down to a plate of hummus and fresh olives for your dinner or for lunch. That's what Yaakov Ben says is the problem. But ochlan lachin chayin v'kovesu daso alein. That's his suggestion. That the concern is dafka fresh olives, and you make it like your main food for the meal. He says, but those that are preserved, and they're only eaten as a side dish, an enhancement, a topping, a kinuach, that he says is not a concern. Okay, if that's the case, then most of us living in this country don't have access to fresh olives. We're buying always olives that are preserved in brine, in cans, in bottles. According to Yaakov Emdin, no problems at all. And aside from that, he says the iser, or the concern, I should say, is dafka when it is your main food. But if it's just kinuach, which again, I think most of us would presumably, I can't speak for anybody else here, but I would venture to guess that most people, when they eat olives, it's only le kinuach. It's not my main focus, my main food. Interesting. Oh, you're saying fresh olives are not likely to be eaten by people because they don't taste that good. Fascinating. Okay. So, according to Rav Emden, we have an easy way out from this concern. Chaim Kanievsky doesn't like this pshat because, once again, citing from Mishnayos and Maseches Trumos, he argues that the practice in the times of Chazal was to eat, as you're pointing out, preserved or salted olives. He says they didn't eat fresh olives as the norm. They normally ate, in those days, salted olives, preserved olives. So he argues that when the Gemara is cautioning against eating olives, it's presumably talking about what would normally have been done, which was the salted olive variety, the preserved olive variety. It's what the Gemara is cautioning against. And to back that up, he cites the Me'iri. The Me'iri says that Zeisim Meluchim are Mishakeach, cause one to forget one's learning. Okay, so a divergence of opinion when the Gemara in Hori Sigvimel says that eating olives, Haragil B'Zeisim, will cause one to forget his learning. According to the Yaakov Emden, that means eating fresh olives. But if you're eating the olives we have on the short store shelves, not a problem at all. Secondly, he says, only when you're eating it as your main food. If it's just a topping, a side dish, an enhancement, not a problem at all. Chaim Kanievsky says the problem is with the salted olives, the brine olives, the preserved olives, not with the fresh olives. And he says that even eating it once every 30 days, he thinks would be considered a regular bezesim. To conclude with one last mar makom. This, the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Ayin. Magen Avraham says, when the Gemara cautions against eating olives because it's going to make you forget your learning, he cites from the Kisvei Arizal that it doesn't apply if you eat the olives bikavana kanoda, with kavana as well known. What that means, I can't tell you. But that means that presumably we can't qualify for that Kabbalistic approach to eating olives b'kavana. I'm not really quite sure what was meant by that. But he says, the only concern is an Am Haaretz who eats the olives. But ha'ochel b'kavana kanoda, it will actually enhance your memory because you're being misaken it. Again, I don't know what that means. I simply mention it since we're discussing the topic. But I think the Lamaista takeaways are the two opinions, Chaim Kanievsky and the Yaakov Emden.